Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, a celebration of women's health is coming up Saturday. The Soul Sisters Health Celebration takes place at Charles Johnson Park. Here to share more are event coordinators Whitney and Kimberly Williams. Welcome to Lanyap.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Thank you for having us.
I'm glad that you're here. Kimberly, you've had this celebration once before, a couple of years ago, looking to create an annual event with this. What is the goal of Saturday's celebration?
Well, the purpose of Soul Sisters is to increase awareness of the health risks of being inactive. Our objective is to get more women to live active lifestyles.
How did the idea for the celebration first come about? You mentioned earlier that it started a couple of years ago, and now you've brought it back?
Yes, about 2012. Soul Sisters is a program under For Louisiana. And For Louisiana was started in Baton Rouge by Nael Bush. And in that year, she donated book bags and tennis shoes to kids in impoverished neighborhoods. And that's kind of how For Louisiana got started. Soul Sisters started from Vitus, Team Bayou Management.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up with the suggestion of having women's health be an issue in poverty or in impoverished neighborhoods. And he kind of brought us the idea and asked us, can we promote it and do something with this idea he had? So we started having a women's health celebration to promote women's health and exercising and being fit and staying healthy.
The celebration happens Saturday at Charles Johnson Park. What time does the activities get underway? Some of the exercise activities that's going to be taking place.
It starts at 8 o'clock, and it ends at 12 p.m. And within that time, we'll have Zumba, aerobics, possibly yoga. The YMCA will be out there. Representatives from other health organizations, such as American Cancer Society, diabetes educators, different people talking about nutrition, how to be fit and stay healthy.
Well, Whitney, you're going to be involved. Why your participation in the program?
Well, actually, I have a personal weight loss story that they want me to mention to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I started off, I went to a doctor's visit. I was feeling really sick. And she diagnosed me, and it was just like a really bad sinus infection. So she gave me my prescription and everything for that. And she was like, how old are you? And I told her how old I was at the time. And she was like, you know, you need to work on this, your weight, because by you being so young, you should try to do something about that. So I was like, okay. And I was looking like, I didn't want to talk about that. You know, no one wants to go to the hospital and talk about, you know, their weight.
Right.
But, I mean, it was a good thing she brought it to my attention. So I think, like, later on, maybe the following week, of course, I mentally prepared myself, made the decision, okay, I'm going to go ahead and lose weight. So I changed my way of eating. I did a lot of walking, jogging. I had my friend guy to help me start me off. You know, women love that for a guy to help them with,
right,
you know, exercise. So, and drunk plenty of water. So I just encourage every woman to, you know, just make the decision, because it's kind of hard for women to get into motion of exercising.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's something, you know, just this week, in fact, we've been reminded about daily physical activity. I know the Pennington study that came out talking about, even though it was about older citizens, but it talked about the importance of living more mobile, more healthier lives. What can you share? What do you hope to share with women about making that daily commitment?
I guess, like, for me, I took it one day at a time, because it is hard. It's not a easy decision. And if you take it one day at a time, you know, say, for instance, you mess up that day, you know, you get to start over the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just, I always tell people, buy a lot of water, because you have no choice but to drink because you paid your money for it. So
right.
Buy some water. You have to drink those beverages and stuff like that. You go to a restaurant, drink some water, you know, just And I know sometimes people may eat like a really good Sunday meal or something like that and want to go to sleep after. Don't fall asleep. Do something active, like go swim with your friends, you know, go sit up outside, you know, just do something. And, you know, because if you fall asleep after that, it sticks to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be feeling bad after that. So just, you know, just stay, just move around, you know, just be very, very active, you know. So that's.
Just
to,
like
yeah.
you say, just take it a day at a time and yeah. start to apply some of those principles and looking forward to living a healthier life.
It makes it way more easy if you take it one day at a time.
Yeah. Kimberly, who should attend Saturday?
All women. Every woman who, it doesn't matter what size you are. It's not for big women or people who are obese. It's for all sizes, all races, all women to participate. We want to encourage and support everyone, every woman to stay active, to increase activity, because 1/3 of heart disease related deaths are because of inactive lifestyles. And the number one heart disease is the number one killer in the United States. So if you would remain active, exercise and even walking helps. If you decide you want to start walking on Saturday, that's your first day to start. And if you want to volunteer or donate to our organization, go to www.forlouisiana.org, forlouisiana.org.
And as Whitney alluded to, it's always easier to get started with a partner, somebody to kind of help motivate you along.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kimberly, a number to find out more information about attending Saturday.
You can call 318-582-0504, and you can also go on our website, www.forlouisiana.org.
Kimberly and Whitney Williams, the event coming up, Soul Sisters Health Celebration this Saturday. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.